W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A show of support for President Biden.
I don't foresee any change in this race, and the president and the vice president have my full support.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Good Morning America as questions still swirl around the future of Joe Biden's candidacy, including from some in the president's own party.
At least six House Democrats have already called on the president to step aside, including Congressman Adam Smith of Washington.
When you run for office, one of the things you have to guard against is thinking that it's all about you.
Smith taking aim at what the president told our George Stephanopoulos, that he would be okay with losing to Donald Trump as long as he gave it his all.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Beryl, which came ashore as a hurricane in South Texas, has unleashed heavy wind and rain, toppled trees, and left more than 2 million power customers without electricity. Tourists continue flocking to California's Death Valley despite its reputation as the hottest place on Earth, especially amid the heat wave blanketing much of the country. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee man who died at the hands of private security guards is demanding accountability. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled Deontay Mitchell's death on June 30th a homicide. Criminal charges, though, have not been filed. The family's lawyer wants Milwaukee police to release body cam video. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More kids may be eligible for free and reduced lunch in Wisconsin. Guidelines have been updated for who qualifies. Last school year, for families of four, kids got free meals if their family income was below $39,000. Now they can get free lunch if their family brings in less than $40,500 a year. Meanwhile, there's a new campaign to end lunch debt for Madison kids. Right now, families collectively owe the district $230,000. Activist groups are raising money to pay off that debt. David O'Keefe is from the Madison Area Democratic Socialists of America, one of the groups spearheading that effort.
A family might not qualify and they might be accruing debt, and that student's family might not be able to pay off the debt. And so now you've got a student walking around kind of at five, you know, first grade, and they have school meal debt hanging over their head.
Once they pay off lunch debt, they'll move on to their next goal, universal free lunch for all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Brewer baseball back home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at AmFam Field. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets. Pittsburgh's big O'Neill Cruz with a two-run homer had to exit the game later with a hamstring injury. NBA free agency continues, and a lot of questions about how the Bucks plan to shape their roster. Bucks GM John Horst.
It's intentional, right? We've got six returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level and take us where we want to go. We've got three returning young vets that contributed last year and should take another jump this year in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler and AJ pushing there. And we've got three spots on our roster right now in free agency as soon as we're done with this press conference that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
That's the Bucks general manager, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sun today as Tropical Depression Beryl swings to the south of us. However, it does provide us with some summery temperatures back to the low 80s. There's a small chance for a few stray showers or storms this evening and again tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Civic Media welcomes Pod Save America to Madison's Orpheum Theater July 19th. Former Obama aides Jon Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Viator present fun and informative conversations with hot political news that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even Google the 14th Amendment. Pod Save America at the Orpheum, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster or listen for your chance to win tickets on The John and Gordy Show all this week at 7 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, there are people whose goal is to hike the entire Ice Age Trail. We're going to learn all about that. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We're now at a point in time where people are talking about Biden is too old. Hell, I'm older than Biden.
Congresswoman.
And I get up every morning.
All right.
And I exercise.
All right.
And I work late hours.
All right.
I take care of black people.
All right.
Trump has told you who he is. He defined himself. He is a no good, deplorable, lying, despicable human being.
Amen. Auntie Maxine, when she takes you to church, you stay church, people. All right, speaking of going to church, come on, let's get in the Jeep.
Because there's dipsticks on the right wing to get his heart under the collar. But he's Trey Crowder, and he couldn't be prouder when he calls up Steffi from the holler.
He's liberal redneck.
Liberal.
He's liberal redneck.
Liberal. He has critical thinking skills. And it's not the first redneck broadcast to be heard from Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Good morning, Trey.
Oh, that's too... I got my own theme song on here.
Yeah,
you do. Music, at least.
Yeah.
I'm on walkout song. Well, I'm flattered beyond words.
Every little boy remembers the first time he got jingled.
Yes. It's truly special. Thank you, guys.
You know, I go on tour with Frangela, and now I realize you're the only one that also speaks Frangela, because what is it? If the crick got a holla, then the holla got a crick.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, yeah, is what they told us last week, and I assume you know what that means, because I don't.
I mean, I know what those words. I know a crick is actually a creek, and a holler is actually a. You know, I know what a holler is, but I don't know what those mean when you put them together, though. What was the context? Those sayings are very regional. You know what I mean? Like everybody's got some that other people haven't heard and stuff.
Yeah. Are you speaking of things people haven't heard? Did you realize that Joe Biden had a bad debate and he's old?
Yeah, I had. I had gotten that impression somewhere. I think it was from just the general apocalyptic state of all the news coverage and stuff, and every hour since that transpired. But yeah.
Yes, that is exactly the way to describe it. Apocalyptic. Like, oh my God. And how many times can he say, I'm not stepping down? And, you know, if he does, we have a sitting vice president. But it just, it does not stop these news cycles, does it?
No, I don't know. That felt to me, I'm not going to lie, that debate to me felt kind of like It was like the first time I ever, years ago, the first time I ever met my wife's like great grandpa. He was like, you know, real old, but he seemed like pretty with it or whatever. And at the end of the family dinner, he just like calmly pulled out into oncoming traffic and nearly caused an 8-car pile up or whatever. And I was like, oh, damn. Maybe he's not as in good a shape as I thought he was. You know, maybe it's time to take the keys away, because I thought that was all overblown and everything for a long time. A bunch of out of context clips. Watch the State of the Union. Watch him on Conan, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can really overstate how badly he came across in that debate. Having said that, like yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg was getting all kinds of crap, no pun intended, for saying she would vote for Biden even if he's pooping in his pants or whatever. And I get why people were like making fun of that. But I'm like, I would vote for him if he just like transmorphed into poop. You know what I mean? Like Donald Trump. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, like I would vote if it was a Weekend at Bernie situation. I'd vote for him over Donald Trump. I wouldn't. I don't really care.
Me too.
Who knows it? So, yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of double standards, Noel Castler, among others, has been telling us that Donald Trump famously has pooped his pants for years.
Right.
Starting on the set of The Apprentice, someone had to change him. He's because of drug, you know, abuse. But okay, that's not important now, Trey. Let's. But it's, you know, this latest thing. So the neurologist had to put out a statement. Dr. Kennard was the neurological specialist that examined President Biden for each of his annual physicals. His findings have been made public each time I've released the results of the president's physical. President Biden has not seen a neurologist outside of his annual physical. I mean, and I just keep saying, Trey, this is the same press corps that said, oh, okay, the president's 230 pounds and the... What did Dr. Ronnie say? In the most, the healthiest president we've ever had. I mean, they didn't, you know, do nearly as much follow-up.
I know, but, you know, it's just the standard is different, you know. I mean, that's not news to anybody. I mean, that's the things like they don't care. All the things about Donald Trump poops his pants. His brain sucks, too. All this stuff. It's like, but that, none of them, they don't care. None of that matters to any of them at all. But, like, there's actual standards on the left, I think, or people have, you know, concerns. Well, so, you know, this stuff.
And, Trey, nobody in this room or any honest Democrat said Biden had a good debate. I mean, I think we all acknowledged, you know, that it was. And I think that it's the perfect storm, Trey, of that, not just that he had a bad debate, but that age was already a concern. And that Trump and Project 2025 and this Supreme Court are the alternative. So I get people being terrified, right?
Yeah, was the debate followed up almost, you know, by over the course of a weekend by Monday, that Supreme Court decision that, you know, gave America kings now effectively, and that all happening like 2 days before July 4th. It was just this perfect storm to make, you know, people on the left be like, well, we better have a good July 4th because this is the last one. This is America's very last birthday. Yeah, it's been just, like I said, an apocalyptic cycle. You know, sometimes what they say, there's like weeks, there's years where, well, I don't know, then there's weeks where years happen.
Yes.
What's the first part of it?
This week has lasted
like
a year.
Chinese proverb or something, but I don't know. Anyway, it's been like that lately.
Yeah. You know, we were saying this, though, too, that, you know, it's starting to feel like a hostage demand list of the president. He has to do a sit down. He has to do a rally. He has to do it. He didn't do this. I mean, so Biden has done 10 events since the debate. Trump has done none. They're clearly, you know, what did Morning Joe call it? A hermetically sealed caddyshack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also they did point out the whole, like, oh, Joe Biden needs to go to sleep at 8. Well, Barack Obama went up at 6 every night. George Bush went up at 6 every night. Like,
I don't. What is the deal?
We do morning radio. You're like, you're better before 4 o'clock? Yeah, us too. Like, oh, he takes naps sometimes? Yes. So do a lot of us. I mean, it's just.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
The mainstream media or traditional media or whatever has been, you know, it's been a running joke with them for a while when it comes, you know, some like new accusations will come out against Donald Trump or whatever. And the joke is like New York Times headline, it's how this is bad for Joe Biden. You know what I mean? Like everything is always, it's got to be framed as being, you know, bad for Biden and the Biden campaign. I don't know if it's because, you know, a dead heat race is bigger numbers, or if it's still that, you know, Trump is just better for business if you're, you know, in the cable news world or what it is. But I mean, they've been framing it like that since the very beginning. Like, you know, it's always got to be bad news for Biden, regardless what actually happened.
Yeah. I mean, Trey, we were saying that when, you know, Trump got convicted on 34 felonies. The coverage was more like, oh, how's this going to help him politically? Not should he drop out. There wasn't one piece should he drop out, right?
Right.
There's been like 11 billion about Trump.
I don't know why I'm. Oh, you know what I'm looking for? Because we always love to ask you about, you know, country stories. So.
Uh-oh.
No, I was saving a Kristi Noem because Kristi Noem now has doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on the any mother would have shot the puppy in the face.
No, that's not true.
This is what country folk do. This is, you know, this is what happens on the farm.
No.
Oh, God.
Trey, is this what? Yeah, she was like, oh, no, any mother would have done this.
No.
Look, y'all are not going to like this answer, but uh-oh. I'm from, you know, the absolute middle of nowhere, Tennessee, and I grew up in the 90s. And people didn't just wantonly shoot the family dog in the face back then. Like, that wasn't like a, you know, a biennial event or something. Get the whole family together and shoot the dog in front of the kids. It wasn't a thing. But I mean, people were pretty, played pretty fast and loose with the lives of, you know, like stray dogs or cats or whatever, yeah. Especially when it came to a farm. Like, that definitely happened. Like, I had an uncle who, you know, would, like, just stand guard with a rifle over his, like, patch of land. And, you know, I called him, like, Michael Vick once in high school, like, trying to, like, rip on him. And he was just like, you're damn right. Like, he didn't even care. And, you know, he's probably racist, too. So it's like, that really tells you how much he didn't care about the, you know, the shooting of dogs. But, yeah, I could get a lot more graphic with it, but I'm not going to.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Always get upset with me. Like, I'm just reporting the news here. This is just what happened. That's how it was. So,
no, listen, I
stand Kristi Noem, and that's insane. But, like, does that type of thing happen in the middle of nowhere? I mean, it did 30 years ago.
Well, you know, Trey, I left my I had Great Pyrenees for years, and the last Great Pyrenees I rescued, they're based in Texas, but partially because they're so awful to dog, and they literally told stories about they'd use puppies for target practice, and, you know, if they didn't work out as working dogs like flock guardians, they'd, you know, just get rid of them. That's why there was such a huge need for rescue, because they didn't treat them like family pets. They were just, you know, disposable. So
I mean, that's pretty true. At least, again, it used to be, you know, farm, rural life, it's wild. They wild.
Yeah. Have you seen an election cycle like this where the purported liberal Bobby Kennedy is like, yep, but I ate a dog, so hey.
Well, I mean, he breaks all rule. You know, he breaks all precedent that I can recall. Even like even in a Trump world, it's like Trump is obviously insane in a terrifying and ludicrous way, but like Bobby Kennedy is like, I mean, he's got brain worms and eating dogs and stuff. He's like from the Boys universe on Amazon.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's like next level cartoonish.
Right. You isn't a comedian. You can't really write. Like, what did a Kennedy just say?
Yeah, he did.
A worm ate my brain? Uh-huh. What?
A Kennedy. Yeah.
A Kennedy said that. Not even a candidate.
Oh, and
Kennedy.
Yesterday he said he doesn't want to take sides on 9/11. He's
right.
Not. You know. Okay. All right, you crazy lunatic. Get out of the race. So, Trey, just in general, before you go, how are you feeling? And, you know, are you still optimistic, or how are you?
I always identified as being ultimately an optimist for pretty much my entire life. Like, at the end of the day, I would be like, look, even if we take a couple steps back, we generally move forward. It's going to be all right. Things are better today for more people than ever in mankind's history. Got all that stuff. I was real big on all that. And the Trump era has been the only time I've ever, like, started to question any of that. And it seems like it just kind of exacerbates for me the further we go along. Like, I'm not writing us off, but I am worried. I do feel like this is kind of like a crossroads moment that we're living in right now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's going to go one of two ways. And I really, really hope, and I'm maybe still mildly optimistic it'll go the right way.
Yeah.
But it might not. And, I'm definitely worried about this.
I don't think we could ever have envisioned this, that you're like a convicted felon rapist. Is the candidate that nobody's talking about dropping out is running. And it just, it becomes like, like you say, you just add a dead brain worm, and it just, this cycle is so insane that you.
It gets brought up all the time because it's like a good point. We can all remember, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, like Howard Dean was universally deemed unfit to run for president because he got a little too excited and made a funny sound at a rally once. And that was that was the whole thing. And it's like now, and then on the other end of the spectrum, now it's like resurfacing that Donald Trump has these allegations of like raping a 13-year-old and all this. And it's like, but you hear that, at least I hear that. And I'm like, yeah, but
that had come out previously, right? And no one cared then. And with the, you know, the,
well, there's new Epstein logs that he's in. The press isn't covering any of that. You know, they're just
And everybody on the right to like release the logs. Really, this is what like, oh, the Clintons don't want you to see them. They're big Clinton and big Democrat are keeping them hidden or whatever. And then they come out and Trump's in there like 60 something times or whatever. And there's just crickets. They just like stop caring about it entirely.
I know you talk a lot about the, you know, the religious right and a lot of, you know, Southern folk that are, you know, church going. It's just the absurdity of Donald Trump being their candidate.
Yeah. I've not been able. It's not even just, I mean, it is that, but it's not even just that. Like, it's stunned me so greatly at the very beginning of Trump's rise because, like, even just, like, culturally and philosophically, Donald, I know for a fact that before he became what he is today, Donald Trump was, like, a, like, prototype of the worst type of person to most of the people where I'm from, meaning, like, you know, like a silver spoon, blue blood, Yankee carpetbagger dude who thinks he's better than everybody else and smarter than everybody else and, you know,
yes,
he's just butt whipped or whatever. And then it blew my mind from the very, I was like, this is going to be the guy. Like, yeah. I couldn't believe it. And it's still crazy to me. And then you add in that they act like the, you know, how a thrice divorced philanderer, convicted felon is, you know, the true man of God or the holy man that will bring us back to the promised land. It's just insanity. I've got a couple of like in-laws. Well, I've got an in-law who's a pastor or whatever, and he hates Donald Trump because he's like an actual Christian.
Right.
So some people do still exist, but yeah, they're mostly outnumbered by the ones who've been brainwashed, and it's wild. Conservatism and Christianity so hardcore at this point, yeah, like for so many years ongoing now, that like one just equals the other, you know. So if you're the conservative guy, that means you're the Christian guy.
I feel like if they're gonna put the Ten Commandments in schools, they're gonna put a picture of Trump, and then just this guy broke all of those,
right,
just to, as a pictorial, you know.
Tutorial.
Yeah.
Whatever. Trey, where can we see you next live, and how do we follow you?
You can follow me at Trey Crowder on any of the social, T-R-A-E Crowder. It's also TreyCrowder.com where my tour dates are. Next up, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend, and then I got big Connecticut, upstate New York, Brooklyn run at the end of July, and then onward from there. So, yeah,
right.
TreyCrowder.com.
And you have a couple of podcasts too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. My political podcast is called Weekly Skews. It's actually tonight. We do it live. We live stream it every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on my social media channels. And then I've got a couple non-political ones, one where I talk about fancy stuff called Putting on Airs, and then the Well-Read podcast.
All right.
So.
Nice. Oh, the Well-Read. That's right. Love that. One of these, we got to intersect cities and get you on panel for Sexy Liberal. We get requests for you all the time because they're like, that guy's smart and funny, but damn, that guy's hot. So, you know.
Bring it on. I'll do it.
All right.
Thanks, Trey.
Love you, Trey.
Thank
there
you
he
guys.
Goes.
Thank
Liberal,
you.
Liberal redneck. Woohoo. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde, who is so smart that he knows Dr. Marty's is the best food in the world. I'm looking right at you. You know what? Chris Lavoie is using the Joe Biden standard on Clyde. He does anything, and then Chris jumps on him and says he's dumb. He is not.
Just ran into the trash can.
He was scared. Okay, listen, Dr. Mart, he's smart enough to know, right? Cod Krispies, the greatest. Everything they make, Tilly's Treasures, I get the dental chews. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is just the best dog food in the world, period. There's a lot of bad things that happen from cooking, dog food at high heat, which almost all companies do. Even some of the real food ones, they still cook it at high heat, and there can be AGEs. It's like end products that leach in there.
Ew.
And it's burnt brown kibble. It's tasteless. All the nutrients are gone. There's other... That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It is freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about those ookies that get into kibble. It's shelf stable, mess free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious for doggies. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies if you go right now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, hi, Marie in Atlanta. Hello. Hello. Marie. Hello.
Marie.
Hello.
She's not in France yet.
Oh, dear. Okay. Janet in Chicago. Hi, Janet. Oh, we must be saving money at the moment. Okay, from the phone system.
Great.
All right. This is another true Stephanie Miller testimonial. Someone sent me an actual text chain. Someone said if Alfred's too old to take care of the Batman, you don't replace him with the Joker. And someone wrote back, do you listen to Stephanie Miller? That wasn't my joke. That was Jimmy Kimmel. I quoted Jimmy Kimmel. Talking with my first cousin once removed. Short story is she's going to try to join me and my toothless redneck retired truck driver husband in Kansas City in October. Take that, Chris. Receipts. Oh, see? It's a true Stephanie Miller story. It's right there in the text. All right. See you in Kansas City. Hooray. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 8 University of Wisconsin chancellors are getting raises. The Board of Regents passed them yesterday. UW-Madison's Jennifer Mnookin's 10% raise will push her pay to more than $1 million next year. That's with her base salary plus a $150,000 retention bonus. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling making ballot drop boxes legal again. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The electorate can access our democracy when it isn't necessarily so convenient for our healthcare workers, the rural community, single parents.
The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the court's liberal majority made a political decision. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Your plans may have gotten rained out, or maybe your lawn is growing constantly. We can thank climate change for all the rain we've gotten here in Madison. The state climatologist says we usually only get one storm that brings 2 inches of rain. And of course, we've had more than that this year. We've already broken 4 rainfall records in 2024. State climatologist Steve Avarice says that this summer we'll continue to see this pattern swing back and forth between very wet and very dry. If you look around, you won't see much knee-high by 4th of July corn around here. This time last year, we were in the middle of that big drought. Farmers are basically trying to adapt to a roller coaster. Arena farmer John Falk told Fox 6 this is one of the worst years he can remember. It delays their chance to harvest, the crops themselves often just aren't as good, and even makes it harder to supply all the grain needed to feed cattle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sun today as Tropical Depression Beryl swings to the south of us. However, it does provide us with some summery temperatures back to the low 80s. There's a small chance for a few stray showers or storms this evening and again tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear. From Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh.
Stephanie Miller.
You expect me to ignore my fans? They're life and death to me, baby. They're the ones who really make me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, well, look at that. It's another true Stephanie Miller Show story, Chris LaVoy. Yeah, from Jane in St. Charles, Illinois. It's real. Stephanie Miller fans are everywhere. We're meeting in parking lots. It happened just yesterday. I got to my car after leaving the grocery store. There was a woman loading her groceries in the car. She had her radio on to WCPT 820 Progressive Radio. Mm-hmm. I couldn't resist. I said, I think we would qualify to say that we listened to the Stephanie Miller Show. We both laughed and said, yes, we would. I love it. We introduced ourselves and shook hands. We both agreed we could not imagine living under the cloud of the right-wing agenda. Call out, shout out to Deborah from the grocery store parking lot. Keep it coming, Stephanie. We love you and the rest of the team, too.
The Gilligan's Island.
And
all
the rest. Yeah. And the rest.
The
rest.
The professor and Marianne.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. The rest. I'm going to say, by the way, these were Steph Heads. At that Marjorie Taylor Greene press conference outside the Bannon prison. Why? Because it's just the amount of alpha liberal and immaturity that we expect here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sure.
Someone kept chanting small d mm-hmm. over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then a sign behind her read beach blonde, bad built butch body. And then the rest of the crowd chanted Trump lost, Trump lost, Trump lost until she could not be heard anymore and skedaddled.
That was
small
fun.
D. What?
That was fun.
Immature as possible. Oh, by the way, she recently, Marjorie Taylor Greene, said people who meddle in domestic elections should be nowhere near public office.
That's funny.
She was
that's funny.
Talking about someone else.
Yeah. That's funny.
Because she's an insurrection. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Marie in Atlanta. Hiya. Hiya, Marie.
See if we can get this going.
Marie. There she
hello.
Is.
Hello. Finally.
Thank you for the list of Atlanta suggestions. It's very sweet of you.
Hey, you know, we black ladies, we take care of you, Steph.
Thank you. Thank you. See, that's what I said. My life is the opposite of Maxine Waters. I get up, I exercise, and black people take care of me.
That's right.
All right, go
well,
ahead.
Well, you were commenting earlier about the person that said that Biden doesn't understand his role in the moment. I would beg to differ. He does. He knows the unwritten rules and the written rules of the Senate. And that's why we need him to stay.
Right.
We need him to continue in the fight. If for those who don't know, Project 2025 includes adding 4 SCOTUS judges. This came up from another caller who was on the Steph call last night. And we need him to do it now rather than them doing it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He knows the rules. Let's put them to use.
Yep. I was saying this. It is interesting how former Republicans, or I guess Michael Steele is still a Republican, have, you know, been the one speaking in the loudest. He got in the face of who's the anchor? I think Chris Jansing there. Mm-hmm. Right. Who seemed baffled about how President Biden could get the focus back on Donald Trump after his debate. Steele made the case the Democrats had better fall in line behind Biden or face a disaster on voting day. Jansing said, how does he get that narrative to be about Donald Trump and not about him? This isn't just the elites who are having these concerns. And Steele loudly said, Donald Trump is 78 years old and can't string a sentence together. Did you hear the man talk about electric batteries and sharks? Seriously, I mean, come on. Donald Trump has shown us everything he's incapable of doing. It boggles my mind that it's not part of the conversation at the same time, right? He said, is he going to make some mistakes? Yeah, he will. But I'm still trying to figure out when Democrats realized that Joe Biden was old. The guy was 77 when you nominated him. You thought he'd be 73 4 years later.
Right.
14 million Americans, Democrats, voted for him in a primary. So I don't understand why we're having this conversation. Not only why are we having it 11 billion times?
I know.
Over 2 weeks. When, you know, by the way... This is the stuff that's not getting covered. The RNC's draft 2024 platform it has been approved by Trump and includes strong stances against support for transgender rights, paving the way for so-called fetal personhood. The primary goal is a short-form 2024 document that is a pledge of allegiance to Trump rather than a statement of party values.
Yep.
They are just fully saying, yes, we're a cult, and we're a cult of one man, and we're going to give him king-like powers. And we're already... By the way... Project 2025 has already started because of this Supreme Court. So, you know, if you're terrified, you should be. I was reading this, you know, the John Roberts. I swear to God, Jody, they're going to make Rovember even worse. Mm. Just how patricent, is it patricenting?
Yes.
Sure.
John Roberts was. It's like, oh, you chick. Supreme Court justices, calm down. The majority dismisses the liberal dissenters' insistence that the decision puts the president above the law as amounting to ignoring the Constitution's separation of powers and the court's precedent, and instead fear-mongering on the basis of extreme hypotheticals about a future where the president feels empowered to violate a federal criminal law. He already has violated multiple. What do you mean some extreme hypothetical? It's not a hypothetical.
He's asked to kill people already. He asked if the National Guard could kill protesters. He's already asked about that.
Dahlia Lithwick, who is such a great writer, said, are you outraged by the Supreme Court's dismissal of women's concerns? Yes. If you talk about, like, keep doing this. Keep disrespecting the vice president. Keep, you know, downplaying women's concerns about having bodily autonomy, you know. John Roberts and his right-wing colleagues on the Supreme Court are projecting their own insecurities and hurt feelings onto women who are calling out their flawed and dangerous rulings, wrote Dahlia Lithwick. Wilford Brimley. Ty Cobb.
Wilford Brimley-looking mother.
Right. He said the dissent is a little hysterical and really offered no analysis. A lot of screaming, but no analysis. Screaming, insubstantial, hysterical, wrote Lithwick. What men call banshees, women call prophecy.
Yes, thank you.
We were right, and Hillary was right about everything. So please stop telling us to calm down.
I'm tired of it.
Sorry. Goodness. I'm like gurgling with my own spit. I'm so mad.
You okay?
I'm with you.
Oh, by the way, I got to hang on. I was just sitting here at Sardi's waiting for my reviews. Hang on. Oh. Someone said an angry and frazzled Steph is the funniest and best Steph, and they vote yes for a blowhole for me, just so I can release steam before November without exploding and having my entrails.
I think you're better off exploding and having entrails go all over
the place. No, it's more fun.
Yes.
Janet.
I mean, we can film that and at least put it on social media for some likes.
Yeah. Clicks.
Yes.
Okay.
It's clickbait.
Janet, I need a blowhole. Do not make that whale sound again. Janet in Chicago. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
That's how I sound every time there's another story about should Joe Biden drop out.
Yes. I just wanted to let you know how much I enjoy your show every day. Aww. So I wish you were on more often.
Oh well.
You could work weekends.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
To make that, now you can make that sound again. That's Chris and Jody when I ask them to work all weekend.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the angst that we have over this Biden situation and point out that we once had a president that was in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We once elected a president who was on the verge of Alzheimer's. The GOP revered him and thinks he's a god. Mm-hmm. So, like, no matter what affliction or whatever happens to Biden in the future, he's like, you know, it's doable, whatever it is. Yeah. And the man's got the common sense that other, you know, people don't.
Yeah.
And say something should happen to him. Well, Kamala Harris,
thank you.
She's going to be our president anyway after that.
I've always said that's actually my preference because I hope America is not racist and sexist enough to not elect her. But I've always thought like that would be great if he did indeed pass the torch to her. By the way, I think I mentioned this yesterday, Jody, but Carlos saying, Biden always said he would be a one-term president. No, he said the absolute opposite. If you look at the, I think it was Jonathan Swan interview with Biden and Harris, he was asked directly, you said you're a, you know, transitional figure and you're going to pass the torch. Do you mean a one-term president? And he said, no, absolutely not.
Right.
That's not what I mean. But, you know, at any rate, my point is what they fear monger about on the right. I'm like, yes, party over here, party over there. That would be fantastic.
Cause don't she threaten would, you with a good time.
Yeah, because she would be a great president. She'd continue the Biden-Harris policy. I'm sure she'd pick a great vice president. America has time to get used to the idea.
And she'd make sure
of
that
a black lady president, right?
She'd make sure we have a taco truck on every street.
Yes. And she's a prosecutor. And who better? Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Since Nixon appointed Ford, didn't the Senate have to approve that?
Since Nixon appointed Ford.
I was barely alive then.
Yeah. Nixon appointed Ford. Ford wasn't elected vice president. He was appointed vice president. So if Kamala
Harris... president's able to choose whoever they want, right?
Not necessarily.
What, somebody know? Because I don't know. I should look
it
up.
Bueller?
I mean, the nation votes for the vice president.
But did not for Ford.
Right.
He was appointed.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that's a technicality that I'm not aware of.
I will look that up.
Speaking of misogyny, noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Mm-hmm. He likes that fisting.
Oh, he's awful. Caught
on, he's good at it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Was caught on a recording pressing drastic changes to divorce laws. Mm-hmm. So he thinks divorce should be harder to get. Well, mm-hmm. Of course, who suffers in that? Women, mostly.
It should be harder to get married.
Victims of domestic violence, etc.
If it were harder to get married, less people would do it, and then divorce wouldn't be as prevalent.
Right, right, exactly. Okay, Karen in Jersey. Hi, Karen.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say, as always, thank you for, getting us through this time with good humor.
Oh, thank you.
It's really the only thing that I think, keeps us from screaming 24/7. Anyway.
Yes, my show is literally the only alternative now.
Exactly. Yes.
Bow to your fate.
I pulled out my T-shirt from the Biden election with Joe Biden. It says Joe Biden in its red, white, and blue giant sunglasses. And I said, you know what? I am behind this president. No one is going to tell me that my primary vote doesn't count.
Thank you.
No way.
Right.
And I want to just say quickly, I have a 20-year-old. I am very progressive. She is even more so than I. And we had a conversation the other day, and you know what she said to me? She said, am I happy that it's two, old white guys?
No.
She said, but I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I'm voting for an administration.
Thank you.
Yes.
She's 20.
Well, and also, as Lawrence O'Donnell pointed out, debating is not one of any skills that you actually use when you're president.
Yeah.
Gotcha interviews.
Exactly.
That's not how, the government works. The letter the president sent to Democrats on Capitol Hill said he is in it to win it. He will not drop out. He said, do we now say this process doesn't matter, that the voters don't have a say? I decline to do that. After January 6th, Trump has proven he is unfit to ever hold the office mm-hmm. of president. We can never allow him anywhere near that office again, and we never will. The question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now. It is time for it to end. We have one job, and that is to beat Donald Trump. Any weakening or lack of clarity about the task ahead only helps Trump and hurts us. It's time to come together, move forward as a unified party, and defeat Donald Trump.
Amen.
Thank you.
And the crowd goes wild.
Preach. Yes. I can make the crowd do anything. It's right at my fingertips.
Yeah.
You're the Lord.
You're God-like. Like
you're that. The Lord.
Yes. Oh, please call me Yahweh. Okay.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Your Highness.
Oh, M'lady.
Your Hiney. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Yum, 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 yum. Chris is a chocolate aficionado, although he does dabble in the strawberry and vanilla. Jody and I prefer the plant protein. Chris is a whey.
I like the
protein
whey.
Guy. By the way, it doesn't mean whey more protein. It's W-H-E-Y.
Right.
It's just a different form of protein.
Right.
Correct.
I just thought I should clear that up. Tony Horton, P90X guy, he discovered this after he got, the shingles, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. He is now 65, looking and feeling great because of HMB, the naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. High impact protein, just one scoop and bam! Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising.
Whoa.
It just can get you back on your feet, get you going. It's your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness to save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to mypowerlife.com and type in the code fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. We turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
What? What? 52 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton and Chris Lavoie are kindly going to step in for Mama. I will be burying my mom with my dad in Arlington this Friday.
That's right.
So, and then winging my way to Boston to meet all of our sexy liberals there. Very exciting. You know, there's a lot of dark humor around. My sister, my mom was cremated and is in an urn in my sister's living room. So she said the other day on the phone, she's like, wouldn't it be funny if I forgot Mom? So this, now I end every conversation with, don't forget Mom.
That was us with my sister Judy. Do you have her?
Someone asked me, where's your mom? I'm like, she's not strapped to the roof like Aunt Edna in Vacation. She's in a lovely urn. God.
Oh, and we do have an answer on the vice presidential appointments. Thank you, Tom Schaefer. By a vote of 92-3 in 73, the Senate confirmed Gerald Ford. and then the House confirmed him 387 to 35 the following week. So, yes, it would have to be a confirmed position. You just don't get to pick him or her, and they just become that person. So.
Well, we were saying a lot of people feel, you know, we're going to take the House back. Like, who knows? You know, none of us really knows effing anything, what's going on, you know, behind closed doors. I thought this was interesting. An ex-Trump aide reveals he's afraid of Vice President Harris. I think that
of course, he's terrified of her.
Oh, God, yeah. Chris and I were talking about, like, that I think she still has Bill Barr's balls in her Senate drawer.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. They say behind every great man is a great woman. Kamala Harris, as Anna Navarro said, is prepared. She's ready. She's presidential, said this ex-Trump aide. One more thing I will say is I think the Republicans are clearly scared about Kamala Harris. A former Trump White House aide, Alyssa Farah Griffin, said Biden can't litigate the case against Trump the way that we saw the vice president. That's a difference. There's a reason Trump isn't out there shouting about the debate. He knows that Joe Biden will lose to him. He's afraid of Vice President Harris. Well, I don't agree with the first. I think either of them would be Trump. I know. I'm not getting happy.
I'm
just saying.
Don't get happy because Bob will yell at you.
Another Republican strategist said, I do think heading into this week, Biden is in a commanding position politically. If he doesn't want to go the base appears to be backing him decisively, and the blowback on the pressure campaign should be a warning to members coming at him. And I think it's true. More people are backing down now. There's a lot more journalists and pundits hoping he fails now, a lot more. They won't say it, but we all know it's true. We saw it with our own eyes. If Biden wants out, the base will follow him, but it's his call. We've been talking about this black backlash. This is why I'm so thrilled that we are teaming with Grassroots Dems. This is a Get Out the Vote group that we're teaming with for Sexy Liberal this year, because that's who's going to decide. The grassroots, we the people, right? You know, it's just all this speculation. I feel like saying to almost everybody, shut the up. It's not up to you.
Nope.
Like, everyone thinks they're a genius suddenly, right? One former Republican nominee for a House seat said Democrats are doing more serious damage to their party by attacking Biden over his debate performance. Jennifer Horn from Lincoln Project said, I would suggest that the response that a very small number of Democrats have really come out after the president and some of the media folks that have really come down on him since the debate have done more damage and more harm than the president himself did during that debate.
100%.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Did we mention that Mike Lee's an ass bite? I think we did yesterday.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen with these media cycles, though, right? He amplified a baseless, debunked claim that President Biden was experiencing a medical episode on Air Force One, right? So he just tweets this out. So they had to, the community notes function, even on Twitter, had to say, President Biden did not have a medical emergency on Air Force One following the Wisconsin rally. He was perfectly fine throughout, exited on his own after touching down here in Delaware.
Yeah.
I mean,
tired of it.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to do the 4th of July statement from the bassinet of the 45th president. Because, you know, my favorite are his holiday tweets because they're so lovely.
And he's so, like, spot on with them.
Yeah, you know, he drops the partisanship and everything holidays, which I think is really lovely.
It's lovely. Yeah.
Happy 4th of July to all, including a highly incapable president who uses prosecutors to go after a political opponent who choked like a dog during the debate but tried to pretend it was international travel. And when that gig was up, he blamed it on a cold. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, but can't the president actually direct the DOJ now to do what he said?
Here's another silver lining, no matter what happens. Politico's Jonathan Martin saying Trump and his allies will galvanize support for Kamala Harris by saying endlessly offensive things regarding race and gender. It would be the quickest way to unify Dems and have a shot at undecideds, uneasy with Trump. In terms of just shut up. Everybody shut up. He is the nominee. He's staying in. If he doesn't, we have a sitting vice president who is fabulous. All right. I know that I have not put, I think I do have superpowers, but I can tell I have not put a stop to the endless news cycles.
No. It's going to go on today.
Do I have to?
Don't
Here's the problem. Andrea Mitchell's on after.
Don't look
at
me.
Watch her.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Let me do an impression ever seen enough to watch. The question remains, is Joe Biden too old and sleepy?
She sounds like a little Barbara Walters.
Sleepy to be president. Andrea, wake up. What?
Your Barbara Walters impression is bleeding into your
Andrea
Mitchell.
Andrea Mitchell sleeping.
My Anna Navarro is the same as my Arianna Huffington.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and co-host of Matt and Air on Air, Greg Bach. And Abby Novak joins me to discuss Downtown Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.